You're on 68 Ring Radio.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I hope you can hear me. I first want to take a little issue with who you say is at the center of the command and control structure. And I'd just like to indicate, I would say the British and British link forces of who Schlesinger, Brzezinski, et al. Are part of. But if you let me paint another scenario that will, I think, concur with your general statements on the Middle East situation and the war situation. The following has occurred and is in the process of occurring. One is your nuclear hoax in Harrisburg, in an attempt to use that issue to create such anti-nuclear propaganda and hysteria to lead to the shutdown of your nuclear industry. Secondly, is at the same time this is occurring, the contrived oil price increase, which is occurring, the Middle East strike in Saudi Arabia would obviously raise that possibility of a major oil crisis, a transportation sabotage with Alfred Kahn et al., breaking up the Teamsters negotiation, other union negotiations, all dealing with transportation that is causing maximum chaos and confusion in the economy, with the same time that a new federal government agency, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has been established on the basis of the Trilateral Commission member Samuel Huntington's document, The End of Democracy, to create top-down regimented control in the country. Now, to add to that, one thing on the whole question of the Soviet issue, the confrontation issue, is that coming very shortly is a Strategic Air Command maneuver called Global Shield 1979.
Sir, before you get into too many details, we've already thrown enough at the audience, I think. A question for you, because essentially what you're saying is the Lyndon LaRouche U.S. Labor Party interpretation of events. Do you think the Soviets today are an enemy of the United States? I'm asking the caller.
No, I think there's three factions in the Soviet Union. I think the dominant faction around Brezhnev, as indicated by his agreement with Helmut Schmidt in Germany, demonstrates his particular faction is willing to negotiate a just peace and détente.
Okay. Now, let me ask Dr. Beter to clarify that, because you've referred, Dr. Beter, to the secret rulers in this country as the new Bolsheviks, planning a nuclear war against, I would presume, the old Bolsheviks ruling Russia. Do you think the Soviet Union is an enemy of the United States?
No, not at the present time. What has happened in Russia has been a new revolution. The old Bolsheviks have been expelled. These cadres of old Bolsheviks are now coming into the United States. Over 56,000 will be coming in between May the 1st of this year and the end of September. All of these are the old Bolsheviks who have been ruling Russia for the last 60 years. They are now coming to the United States to make a new Bolshevik revolution here in the United States. And the Russian leaders today, believe it or not, it's a hard thing for many people to accept this. There are no Bolsheviks in the hierarchy, in the military or political field now in Russia. And they are expelling those old Bolsheviks, and they are now coming in here to the United States to support the new Bolshevik revolution, the new atheistic Bolshevik revolution, which is taking place here now, right before our very eyes. But the American people don't know it because they're being distracted by other points of entertainment.
Okay, thank you. I did promise I'd give Dr. Beter's address. I'll do it now, and we'll keep it on file here. The name is Dr. Peter Beter. It is spelled exactly like it sounds. The address, 1629 1629 K Street, K as in Knife, K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. I'll repeat it again in about 10 minutes. You're on 68 Ring Radio.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Doctor, I'd like to ask you, with your knowledge, why should our enemies resort to the atomic bomb or conventional warfare? And let me tell you why my reasoning is that way. It is so convenient to get to us through the private and the military medical for 27 years performed guinea pig experiments unknown to the patients.
Right.
And also, we will get it, in my opinion, Doctor, in the air, in the water, and in the food in subtle ways And that would be self-destructive to use the atomic bomb on conventional warfare. Will you comment on that?
Yes, sir. That is happening exactly right now. What you've been talking, biological and radioactive warfare is now going on right now. The American government is not letting you know about it. However, because the Bolsheviks, who are now in control of our government, is not trusted by the leaders of Russia today, because there is such a distrust between the leaders today of both countries, there will be a limited nuclear war. Not only that, but with the Russian cosmospheres, which your government has not made public, these Russian cosmospheres are over every missile base of the United States, on the average of 5 to 1 missile base, and they can destroy our missiles in silo before they are released.
Now, Dr. Beter, you have made some incredible predictions in the past. Some are unverifiable. Some did not occur, as you said, would work out. It is today the middle of April. You're saying in the next 6 to 7 weeks we will see nuclear war.
No. What I'm saying is that in the next 6 weeks you will see war erupt in the Middle East. That will be the excuse, Chip, to close down America on the pretext of gas rationing and all the other conditions which will prevail here in the United States. Shut it down, bring on a new dictatorship in America, and then prepare for the strike against Russia.
Well, what if I get you on the phone, sir, June 1st or June 20th or July 1st, and nothing has happened? None of this has occurred.
Well, this has happened before, Chip, in the past. In other words, this plan that they have has been in the works now for several years. And the timetable, even Henry Kissinger has admitted before certain private business gatherings that the plan has absolutely slipped. Now, I'm only giving you the plan that is now on track today. I can tell you that all of the major multinational corporations now are getting into their offices studies that they have asked certain intelligence agencies, which sell private intelligence for a large fee, what the alternatives would be. One, in the event that Saudi Arabian oil fields are blown up. Two, the Iranian oil fields are blown up. And some of these intelligence efforts are saying that in the event there is a 50-50 chance as of this day that the Saudi Arabian oil fields will be destroyed for a period of 10 years, and there is a 50-50 chance that the Iranian oil fields will be destroyed, you realize what would happen. That would also break the heart, literally, of Europe. It would cripple the heart of Europe because they would be denied a substantial amount of oil. It would cripple the heart of Africa, and especially Japan. But it would give our new rulers here in America a chance to shut it down, make sure that you cannot travel from point A to point B, that you cannot export any of your capital abroad.
The number's 261-9764.